a very common and usual question. Unfortunately, a lot of the people in the subcontinent live in joint families. And this is good, in a sense, for the parents, but it is bad for the daughter-in-law, especially if there are other siblings of the husband living alone. So, first of all, it is the God-given right to the woman to have her separate quarters. Islam demands that a wife has her own quarter, even if it's a bedroom and a bathroom and a small kitchenette isolated from the whole house. So nobody enters there without her permission, and she can do whatever she wants there without being exposed to the rest of the family. Second of all, if she, out of her own goodwill, agrees to live with the parents, may Allah reward her for that, it is not permissible at all to mix with the brother-in-law, or to take off her hijab, or to be immodest in front of him, because he's a total stranger. Not only that, he is worse than a total stranger. You see, if I come to the house, she will be protective of me more than she is from her brother-in-law. Your husband would be protective of me and more jealous of me than of his brother-in-law. This is why in the Sahih, the Prophet ﷺ gave a strong warning when he addressed the men and said, do not enter upon women. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدُّخُولْ عَلَى النِّسَى. Do not enter upon women, meaning those who are not mahram. Do not enter upon your mother, your sister, your wife, your daughter, your aunt. No. So any woman who is a non-mahram, do not enter upon them. So one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, said, O Prophet of Allah, what about al-hamu? Al-hamu refers to the uncle of the husband, the brother of the husband, the relative of the husband, whom the husband usually trusts a lot. So the man is saying, okay, Prophet of Allah, he's my brother. I trust my brother. I know my brother. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, al-hamu al-maut. Two words, which translates to your relative is equivalent to death. If you want death to come and visit your wife, visit your mahrams, then let the non-mahram mix with them. This is a very strong warning from the Prophet ﷺ. So it's not my ruling. I didn't make it up. This is the ruling of Islam. This is the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. So definitely you have no excuse. Shaykh, what to do? My husband forces me. My parents-in-law are taunting me. And this happens when the mother and father-in-law are ignorant, are people from the dark ages. They have no knowledge in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah. All what they want is what's in their head to be implemented in the house. So the mother-in-law, because she was taunted by her mother-in-law when she first got married, because she worked as a servant to her sisters-in-law, and she wept the house and cleaned and did the dishes and cooked, now she wants to experience the same power and control over her daughter-in-law. Don't you fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Don't you have daughters of your own? Would you like your daughters to work like this? So definitely, this is a long topic, and you have to be diplomatic, you have to be wise, you have to weigh the consequences, you have to sit with your husband and tell him that these are your rights, and you fear that Allah would punish him severely for not giving you your rights. Now, Khadija,